loose person, loose moral person.
If an old man is still very strong and active and he doesn't show his age, you might say, you know, he's really still quite...
Quite young for his age? Or,
Or
active, or he doesn't look his age? Or he holds his age well?
Okay. If it's a young person you're talking about, like a child, somebody who's always moving around, always on the go, and you can't keep up with them, you'd say, he sure is...
I've heard that, and I can't think of the word right now.
Okay. If Laura was on a date and she was out later than usual, you might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little gazintic.
A little uneasy.
Okay. You might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. Or a child might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared.
Okay. A person who gets afraid easily is kind of... What would you say about that person?
Coward.
Okay. You might say a coward is a person who gets afraid easily, but maybe he's not really so much cowardly as he's just kind of... that's something not quite so strong. What, do you have another word for it? Just kind of person that doesn't like to walk by a graveyard at night, that kind of thing.
Oh, superstitious?
Okay. What would you call a place like a dark road beside a graveyard at night? You'd call that a what kind of place?
Spooky place.
Okay. Back to not wanting to go upstairs in the dark, you said, I'm scared. Is there another word for scared?
Afraid.
Okay. Is there a difference between being scared and being afraid? Is one sort of temporary and one habitual, like one happens all the time, or are they both mean about the same thing?
I don't know the difference. I think about the same.
Okay. You might say, so-and-so isn't afraid now, but she... What?
Might get scared when the time comes.
Okay. So last year she was. So you'd say, she isn't afraid now, but she...
But she used to be.
Okay. You might say... In the opposite situation, you might say, I don't understand why she's afraid. She
used to not be afraid.
Okay. You might say, I wouldn't say these kids around here are really reckless drivers, but some of them are just kind of, they forget to signal on turns, and they forget to do things, and so they're a little... Or you might have made, say, Laura made too many mistakes in addition on a math test. You might say, you shouldn't be so...
Careless.
Okay. You might say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she just acts kind of...
Like she's not all there.
Okay. Do you have one word for that?
Kind of crazy.
Okay. Anything for like crazy only, that means more like eccentric or just does sort of strange things. Would you ever use the word queer in that context?
Yeah, I guess you could, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Strange.
Okay. Let's see. Has the meaning of the word queer changed in recent years? Do you know?
Yeah.
What? Well,
I guess so. Queer. Nowadays, you have to be careful in using it because it's used in a sexual kind of a way.
What do you mean?
Well, someone that would be a homosexual would be termed as a queer. And so you might think of a person as being queer in another way, but you didn't mean it that way, so you would be careful not to use the word at all. Use some other word to describe as being off his rocker a little bit.
To mean somebody's a homosexual, would that be used about a woman or a man or either?
It could be either one.
Okay.
You take